Dealer just blessed the beat. Everyone, welcome again. This is Shauna, the songbird with Shahari. And today we have the wonderful Jules. How you doing?
Hi. I'm doing well.
Good. So first, before we start getting to all of the questions, first, can you tell our audience like a little bit about yourself outside of what we already stated, and just, you know, something from your own mouth, things you like to do, favorite color, you know, anything like that?
Yeah. So things I like to do, I like to twerk. I like to twerk to all kinds of music, you know, even from trap,
EDM,
to gospel. What you say?
Even EDM.
I can twerk to that too. Honestly, anything's twerkable. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I love to twerk. I've been getting into my new fun hobby has been hula hooping to rap music. And so I just put on some stuff and then I just kind of go. So yeah, that's been my new hobby. What other fun facts about me that isn't in my bio? I'm vegan. Didn't think I would be vegan because
bless you.
I didn't know that there were Black vegans. I didn't know there were West Indian Haitian vegans either. So that's been fun. Today is actually my 2-year vegan anniversary. So I'm excited about it. I'm like, oh, I got some discipline. I'm in the South. Shit, how am I avoiding all this butter? But yes. Those are some things that I think people don't really know about. Everything else, you know, is there. Entertainer, business owner, I own 2 businesses. I have talk shows and I'm on a reality show called The Circle Atlanta. You know, the hood girl it. Trying to make it. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. I stand.
Yes.
Because I remember when I first met you, I couldn't help but to love you. I don't know, was it one of the parties or was it, I feel like I saw you at one of the parties and then I saw you at the showcasing where I performed.
Oh, yes, I saw you at the showcase first and I was like,
oh, okay, that's what
come
it was.
On, voice. Okay. Come on. So yeah, so that's beautiful that you met me at a party first. You met me twerking first. You met my booty first. And then you met my face. You know, I like to be remembered that way. You know, booty first, face second. Love that.
I am tickled. I love it. I just always love your personality and how you interact with people and just your energy, your whole vibe. Like even like on this call right now, it's just very like I feel your energy regardless. Uh-huh. And thank I love you. That. Thank we you. Need more people like you.
I try, you know.
So the first question is about your name and its meaning.
Yes. So you know, I thank my mom every day, really, for naming me Jewel. I think it's just a badass name. But I wish they had this, like, beautiful story of, like, my mother, you know, me coming out of my mother's womb and she looking at me and saying, oh, this is a precious jewel of, you know, I wish. But the real story was she babysat a girl named Jewel and the girl was real fun and funny and smart, and so she said, I'm gonna have a daughter named Jewel. So
that's a story.
It is.
Yeah,
I guess that was a manifestation, but I'm also like, I was named after a person, and it's just not the same as looking at me and saying, oh, you know, it's not. So I back and forth between the real story and the story I tell myself. So either way, it's a cool name. And I'm glad it's mine. I can be so many things with it. I could be a stripper, you know, it could be so many things with Jules. So very grateful. It's very versatile.
You know, I just continue to love you.
It just keeps going back to twerking. It does.
It always goes back. Yeah. I mean, look, I took some pole classes. Stripping is hard, but that's a separate conversation.
I'm screaming, right. Because I took pole classes and it's no joke.
It really is.
But what events and or that influence you to create your content and your desired audience?
Yeah, so I'll speak on two of the events that I do because it's a lot of events, but I would say I'll start with A Ratchet Realm. So A Ratchet Realm, I started that in 2019, and it is a Black, exclusively Black, BLACK, all caps. Like I literally get on the mic and tell white people to leave, type Black. And it is a queer and trans liberated party space. I call it a party with a politic. So it is a space that unapologetically centers Black, queer, and trans people to get our lives on the dance floor. So twerks are encouraged, sweaty, you know, bodies against sweaty bodies. Now we're in a panorama, so I've eased up on the party life. But to me, when I think about growing up in the hood and growing up, you know, West Indian, the basement parties where it was sweaty and all you needed was music. You ain't need the foo-foo la-la decorations and nothing like that. Right. You just needed a playlist that was on a CD and it would just skip. It'd be like, action, 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 you know, and you know, you just played it over and over. You know, that was when the CDs were skipping. And it was sweaty, it was raunchy, it was nasty. And you couldn't really tell the person was cute until the lights turned on. Like I like those type of parties. And so A Ratchet Realm gives me that. It gives me the unapologetic ratchet and I like it. And queer and trans people get to have those spaces without the voyeuristic gaze, G-A-Z-E, not G-A-Y-S, like the group of gays, but you know, the viewing, the gaze of white people. And
I need to look at it. I need to look it up, G-A-Y-Z.
Right. I'm like, no, G-A-Z-E, the G-A-Z-E, not the G-way, the G-A-Y-S, not that kind.
I'll get it from Sean.
No, because I've said white gays before, and people was like, are you talking about the white gay community? And I was like, no, G-A-Z-E. But anyways, I feel like we get to exist without them learning our dances. That's why I loved what TikTok did, where they were like, yes. No, we boycotting. We're not dancing for y'all to take our moves. So I feel like in a ratchet realm, you don't have to worry about that. So that's a space that I got that from like an old school basement party, to be honest with you. In a twerk contest, I got that from my grandmother because she used to always have me and my cousins dance for money. Once again, it always comes back to that. We danced for money and I always won. So shout out to my grandma. And then Sunday Survivor Series is once again, BLACK, all Black. Everything I do is all Black everything. And it is a church service, really. I've been dubbed the Ratchet Reverend. So then I went online and I got ordained by the Universal Life Church for $29.95 to make it real. And so I'm the Ratchet Reverend. And people come on Sundays and there are all types of divine things happening. There's the healing twerk shop. There's a Reiki. There are some sound bowls. You know, there's some tarot readings. The list goes on and on. And people, I've had as much as 100 people on a Zoom on a Sunday, just vibing, you know, healing ourselves. And I feel like I get that from being a person who grew up in the church. And I was always like, the church don't feel like it's for me because it's not queer enough. It's not, you know, but in this church, I mean, it centers queer and trans people. People, like I said, we're twerking. The praise and worship is the praise team is the twerk team. you know. And it's beautiful. People coming in with their bonnets on. It's truly come as you are, not the fake come as you are.
Right, but right. Truly,
people come ashy. They come over moisturized. It's beautiful. So I love it. I'm like, I love what I do. I love what I do in this earth.
I'm constantly standing, like, I'm standing you more and more. Because, like, I knew what you did. And I met you before, and it's just like, as we could just keep talking, it's just like I just want to love you. Yes! Oh, child. So what is your creative process when you are cultivating these events, and you're really trying to like make sure everything's together, and like, what is your process? And then I know you have different ones. I mean, yes, they all kind of center around healing and everything else, mm-hmm. but how do you like keep everything aligned and like make sure that, you know, this is for that?
Yeah. So my process is very scattered. I think like any creative, it feels very like mad scientist. People who create and dream along with me, they could be on a call and be like, wait, what'd you just say? I'm like, okay, so we're gonna have a ratchet realm, right? We're gonna have a ratchet rave, and then it's gonna be lights, and then people are gonna twerk to the lights, and then we're gonna have body paint. Okay, no, wait, not that much body paint. It's only gonna be between 10 and 12. And then we're gonna have a DJ, and the DJ is gonna do that during this time, and then we're gonna have a performer. Wait, we're gonna have two performers. No, wait, we're gonna have one performer. And then, so that's my creative process, is a lot of like editing and trial and error. And then to bring it all together, I go to my altar and I ask the ancestors what I should do. I'll be like, okay, do I need to do this event now? You know, should I wait a little bit? So my process, they kind of help to ground me and come and be like, okay, Joel, you're doing too much. You thought of 30 ideas. You can't do all 30 ideas in one weekend. Just do one thing. And so I feel like there's a lot of time for me to get to actually sit with the ideas that I have after they all come. It's like downloads. They just kind of me. And I feel like last summer, you know, at the peak of the, I mean, is now the peak of the pandemic because Delta, I don't know. But our first summer in the panorama, I just had all these different ideas because I was like, people deserve to have entertainment. Black people deserve to have entertainment. And I know you were a part of that when I was like, oh, I'm going to do this talent show on Bego. I was a host on Bego. Don't recommend. 0 out of 10. Don't recommend.
It was such a weird app. It was different.
Ever. But I was on it for 2 months. And I was like, I did comedy shows and talent shows. And on Zoom, I would do these sex parties. And I would do all types of things that people were like, we miss these things. We miss doing it in person. So how can you create it virtually? So a lot of it, my creative process is also asking people what they want. Hmm. You know, what's the need of the people and finding out a way to make it happen.
Interesting. I like that. So, and so like, are you able to like, do you find that you have your bearings now with the pandemic and everything for you to be able to like still cater to the people like they need, or are you still like trying to figure out how, you know, how to work through this pandemic?
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle because I was doing a lot of the virtual events, but then when everybody got outside and everybody went outside, me too, I'm people. When outside, yes. Then I was like, let's do a virtual party. And then people was like, nah, I want to go to a real party. And I was like, but it's still a pandemic. They're like, I don't care. And then so I threw a party and that was cool. And then I wanted to throw more. And then Delta was like, boom, boom, boom. And then vaccine cards, boom. And so now I'm like, so now I'm back to the drawing board because I feel like virtual only works when people want to log in. Like if they don't want to be virtual, then your virtual events don't work. So yeah. What I have been able to sustain virtually in spite of people being outside is Sunday Survivor Series, because mm-hmm. no matter what people are doing, they're going to always go to church. So people be going to church. But in terms of parties and social events, I just got to wait until people are inside and then kind of pivot back to that again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, like, I'm like, are you still partying now? Like, how does that work? Do you test everybody before they come in?
Yeah, or? I mean, I do. I'm actually throwing a kickback, but it's mainly because my birthday season is coming and I'm like, well, I gotta celebrate myself. But I'm doing it, but it's gonna be minimum, like less than 40 people. Everyone has to submit a negative COVID test for entry. Like they gotta come with a negative COVID test, like over their face. Like, here you
That's
go.
That's it.
Hi. Cause I mean, for me, it's like vaccinated or not, like you could still have COVID. So I need to know if you have COVID right now before, you know, we bust down a Tatiana. I need to know right now. So to me, the wax and backs, but what's happening right now? So that's what I'm going to be doing. But honestly, I'd really be inside. I don't want to catch the Delta. The only Delta I like is to fly Delta. So I don't,
that's it.
You know, so I'm following what the people want. So if they, you know, but that's that one thing that I will say is that while I feel like it is socially responsible for me to not do large events, mm-hmm. I do see other people doing it. So I've been like, oh, I think people are just going to go to those until they can't, and then they'll just go to mine. So I'm just waiting until everybody just comes back on their laptop.
Right. So question, do you think that we will have another shutdown?
You know, capitalism tells me no.
Correct.
Because capitalists, they don't like that. They say, wait a minute. So part of me feels like no, but I think that when more and more people recognize that being double vax, triple vax, quadruple vax, you know, that it's not preventing people from getting things, that you can still get it, whether you can die from it or not, I think people are going to be like, all right, we have no other choice but to do it. So it part of me feels like it's inevitable, but capitalism really is like roaches in the hood. You know, you just can't kill it. So it's just... you know, if it don't shut down, it's because of capitalism. That's what I say. Oh. That's it.
Got the roach.
I'm from the hood, so I can say that. I grew up with roaches. Those motherfuckers was my cousins. So I can say that. Oh. You're not from the hood, you shouldn't say that.
But it's the thing is, you're not wrong. And I know exactly what you're saying. So it's... But okay. Oh, let me gather myself, Lord. Yeah. So, do you regret my badness? I just hit the whole mic. Do you regret anything along your journey so far?
My life journey, because I got some couple of exes I regret.
You know,
what do you mean my business?
We're going to go with the businesses part.
Okay, yeah. I feel like there's a part, like the healer wants to be like, well, every lesson is a blessing and mm-hmm. I've learned from the things. But honestly, I could say that I regret, you know, not taking some financial literacy courses and knowing what a bomb ass credit score and how to consolidate some debt. You know what I mean? Like, I got the student loans, you know, Sally Mae transmuted herself to Navient and she just won't go away, just like the roaches in the hood. So it's just kind of like, I wish that I would have been able to just early on uh-huh. handle those things so that I don't have to worry about that now as a business owner. Yeah, just the financial literacy part and the bookkeeping part, I feel like, of businesses, because I feel like it's one thing to get an LLC and be like, I got a business, but then you got to keep track of it and shit like that. Right. So I feel like that's one thing that I wouldn't say I regret, but I just feel like that was, if I can
something
go back,
that you would change.
I would have changed. Be better, I would have yeah. definitely took some of those courses on, like, you know, how to handle those things for sure.
Nice. And I definitely understand, because I feel like, especially for the Black community, we don't really hunker down to our children financial literacy. Yeah. especially the older generations, but because I feel like our generation is slowly getting to that, like, you know, you need to know how to do this, you need to, you know, know how to balance a checkbook. You need to know about like how the loans work, how your credit works. You need to know about all these things. You need to know about your retirement and how you can make your 401k work for you instead of you just working for it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm happy that, you know, we're breaking those curses as far as like working until you 70 years old and then you don't have nothing else to give. Because that's not cool, especially when we have science that's making us live to like 100 years old.
right. And so how much of it is like us working for someone and us struggling in those ways? So yeah, I definitely feel like that. I mean, I think that when you come from a generation of people who didn't really know what to do with money, and then you think about a business and it's just like, oh, there's a lot of, and then for me, I always think about access as an activist. I'm like, you don't want to charge too much. So I feel like also in the beginning, I was like, this event is free and that event is free and that's free and that's free and that's free. And then you got to pay the bills and you like, oh, wait, I can't have all my events be free. You know, right, like when I started to do a Ratchet Realm, I had, a Ratchet Realm wasn't free, but it borderline should have been, because I had $10 tickets, but then I was like, my friends can get in free, but everybody was my friend. And so my RSVP list was like 50, 60 deep. And one of my friends had to pull me to the side and was like, why do your list got so many people on? I'm like, because that's my friend. And then that's my neighbor. And then that's my friend's ex, you know? And so then, and next thing you know, and then you go home and you like, once you pay everybody out, you like, oh shit. you know what I'm saying? So,
right. So
I had to realize like, sometimes you will have to raise the prices and people could be like, oh my gosh, but you're an activist. But I'm like, but I'm a small business owner, so I got to be able to function. You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
So I think that was something that, you know, I probably wouldn't have done as many free things. But I learned now.
Exactly. That's what life is. Life is nothing but growing and learning. I mean, And so right now, what is your current motivation for your shows and your brand, if it has changed, or maybe if you have some events that have like sparked like a new interest or whatever with any of your projects that you have going on?
Yeah, I feel like what has been added to the plate of the things that I do that is most recent is rapping. And, you know, it's interesting because when I got to Atlanta, I was talking to one of my castmates being on the Circle Atlanta. And he was like, do you rap? Like, you're from New York. Like, I feel like you rap. And I was like, no, I don't rap. I just rap along with stuff. You know, I could be like, hey, you know what I'm saying? I could do that. But I don't really be saying nothing. And so I don't know why I said that, because that was a lie. Okay. I know how to rap. And I can write a little bit too. So I be rapping and writing. And I think that's been really fun for me. And I think it's shifted because like the things that I want to rap about are the things that I've been talking about on my IG live shows, or things that I've written poetry about, or things that I've done activism about. And so for me, I'm like, okay, it's not always digestible, you know, with the chant or with the controversial IG live. People be like, oh, you know, I did one live. I guess it's viral if it's 106,000 people who saw it. You know, you have lives like that that are very controversial. But what you can't help but to do is like hear some shit through some music and some beats. You know, and I feel like me being able to talk about certain things has been such a way for me to alchemize some pain and some anger that I have, you know, because a lot of people be talking shit about me or whatever. And now I get a chance to talk about them in my rap songs. That's fun.
I mean,
yeah.
And don't all the great rappers do that anyway?
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Shahari, do you, as he swallows his tea.
As he sips the tea, right? That's what I was thinking.
What to call it? Yeah. Shahari, do you have anything to ask or to add on before we close out?
Well, I see that you put yourself in like everything that you do. Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is, go back to like the purpose or the purpose of your events, or like, is it all healing or is it just you just being yourself and you just wanted to share yourself with other people?
Oh, come on, Shahari, with the question. So that's a really powerful question, and I'm going to answer it in a way that is what has been sitting in my spirit a lot of the times, especially recently, is, you know, a lot of people can do different things. A lot of people can do events and do parties and do healing circles. A lot of people could do that. However, I am the secret sauce to all of the things that I do. Yeah. So even if someone was to duplicate it, it could never be duplicated because I myself cannot be duplicated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like once you realize that you're the secret sauce, it don't matter if 20 people got the same shit as you. Would y'all imagine that there was, and this is a real, real fact, there was someone who literally hit up my DMs and was like, so I love, you know, I love a Ratchet Realm and I actually want to do a Ratchet Realm in DC. And so I was like, you want to name it a Ratchet Realm? But a Ratchet Realm is the name. Yeah, I want to name it a Ratchet Realm. What? Are you copyrighting me to my face? And so, I gagged at that. But I think what it taught me is that people are going to see things that you do and they're going to say, oh, I want to do that. And I say, yes, you should. And I'm not concerned that any of those things would ever be just like mine because no one is just like me. So I guess that's one way to answer it. And the other part to it is that it all does go back to healing. From the twerking, which is ancestral, it is joyful. It is a way to just get into our bodies. That's healing. Sunday Survivor Series and all the having Black people come together and heal together, different parts of the world. I have Black people hop in from Germany, from Kenya, from all different parts of the world. Trinidad, somebody happened from Trinidad last time. And we get to collectively heal together. That's the healing. You know, to have controversial conversations. People get mad at me for saying certain things that they talk about with their friends. I'm just saying it out loud in front of people. That's healing.
Say that again.
People say these controversial things behind closed doors. I just say it to your face on camera and I record it. So, but people be in the DMs like, yo, I feel the same way. And so that's healing for people to see me living my life out loud. It's healing for queer Haitians to say, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one. There's Jewel. You know, for me to say I'm a witch because I'm a whole ass spiritual person who conjures up my joy and I can fuck with your pain. And to say that is a radical act and that's healing. So I feel like it does all go back to healing of all the things that I do. Yeah.
A great answer for a great question. That's what I have for Jewel. Yeah.
I am tickled. Well, all right. Well, excuse me. Blessed Lord. Well, all right. Well, that's all our questions for you. You cover so much and I just love you even more. Like I was already loving you, like going from your IG lives and just keeping up with you. Like, but I just love you even more.
Yes. You're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
Just out there.
Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for having me on and chatting with me. I know you had a busy day.
So no, thank you for that. sharing yourself with us for our podcast and allowing our listeners to you know hear other people and other stories and whatnot, because that's the big purpose of us like interviewing people is to really get those other stories. And like you said, for people to be like, oh, I'm not the only one. Right. And oh, for real, like I, you know, some people might say like, oh, I didn't think twerking was like healing and, you know, it's just, you know, it's sinful and whatnot, this and the other. Mm-hmm. But no, like it's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's all about how you use it. Even if you doing it for the wrong reasons, it's still a powerful thing.
I don't know. I haven't figured out one wrong reason to twerk. What? A twerk a day. Okay, we'll keep the enemies away. So What you mean? What you mean? No. What? Twerk. Evil. Child, you better let that twerk on out. You better let it out. Shit.
How does it keep the enemies away?
It keeps the enemies away because you're just so filled with joy.
Okay. I get
okay. You know what I'm saying? You're so filled with joy that you won't even notice the enemies in your face because you're just twerking. And I think everybody of all genders should twerk. You know what I'm saying? All body types, all genders could twerk. You could twerk from your seat. Twerking isn't even ableist in that way. Like you could twerk sitting down. Just want to say that. You could twerk on your back. That's okay. That's it. I hop off my twerk ministry. But just saying, I'm gonna twerk when I get off this. I'm very inspired to twerk.
Ooh, why are you sipping your tea?
Yep.
Not a drop will be.
I'm going to twerk as I'm making the tea because I got to make it first. You definitely inspired me to have some tea.
Yes.
Ooh, all right. I've gathered myself.
Gathered yourself?
I was thoroughly tickled. Oh, God. Oh, that's going to be some editing. But all right. Well, thank you so much. We have enjoyed you and you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Reflection, 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 reflection.